Preservation Society. Continuing our conversation about historic preservation of commercial and residential homes with Mr. Bill Otwell of Otwell Associates, the small town architect for the town of Prescott, but also works throughout the entire state as well as Utah. And what does it take to get into a historic home or get your home listed on the historic registry? I hate to think about it, but homes that were built about the time I was born are probably close to qualifying for that now.
Yes, that is one qualifier, age. The magic number there is 50 years for any historic structure to become eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. Unless something really significant happened there, you might be able to get it in less than 50 years. And the National Register is a nomination process, and it is reviewed by the State Historic Sites Review Committee in the State Historic Preservation Office. And then it is also reviewed on a national level by the National Park Service. The advantage of National Register nomination is you are then eligible for the 20% investment tax credit, which you can take on your rehab expenses if it's a certified historic building and if your proposed work is certified. On the local level, a lot of communities in Arizona have local preservation districts, so you can be listed as a contributor in a local district. We have quite a few local historic preservation districts in Prescott, and it depends on the whole neighborhood and what makes it, you know, a significant resource. So the Courthouse Plaza is one. The Queen Anne and Victorian homes up on Knob Hill are another, and then we have bungalow courts that are also local districts. That designation requires you to go to the Preservation Commission if you're making any modifications to the structure.
In a lot of the homes we've seen today and some of the work we've done, we'll be remodeling a home that we remodeled 20 years ago, whether they just got bored with what they had and they wanted it to update, or a new homeowner moved in and completely gutted it and ripped it out. Is there something in those cases, would they then be disqualified at the 50-year mark of being registered as a historic home? I mean, it sounds like there's improvements you could do, or if you did a complete down to the one brick and rebuild, you're starting over.
Well, yes. They would probably not be delisted. If it's in a historic district, you really can't pull the building permit unless the Historic Preservation Commission approves of what you want to do. From the national preservation level and being on the National Register and taking the tax credits, you basically can't modify that building for 5 years until you've used up all your tax credits, and then you could make changes. But I think that's one of the interesting things about historic buildings. We have the old LDS church here that was built in 1929. I did a complete certified rehab for the tax credits on that building in 1983 for use as an office space. 2013, 30 years later, I got to do it all over again for the Natural History Institute. So what I did in 83 is I built sort of a ship in a bottle. I created these offices inside these larger church spaces, sanctuary and social hall. And in 2013, I took half of what I put in there in 83 out and opened the whole thing back up to some degree to make it work for the Natural History Institute. 30 years from now, I won't be doing it, but someone could do it again and create a whole nother use for that building, and that is all allowed.
I think there's a missing piece here in my mind. So there's a historic district and a historic building. Can you have a historic building outside of a historic district, or is an area then designated historic district, and therefore the homes and buildings inside that district become listed on the historic registry?
It's really all of those things. You can have a single building district. We have a couple in Prescott where the building itself was significant enough that it's its own local district, and also individually listed on the National Register. We also have other areas where, like the Courthouse Plaza, is a local district, and it's also what's called a multiple resource area listing. The entire Courthouse Plaza is listed on the National Register. So whatever's appropriate to the resource and how homogeneous it is and how much each building contributes. You can also have historic districts where some buildings are listed as contributors and some are listed as non-contributors because they're not old enough or they weren't built in a compatible style to the other buildings in the district.
And the Courthouse District, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about next segment, and particularly for those of you that may be headed up to the parade today. It's just about 9:30. You can still get to Prescott from virtually anywhere in the state of Arizona, so long as there's not a major road closure or accident. And we'll talk about the different things you can look for architecturally as you walk around the Courthouse Square, because each street does have its own unique buildings, its own unique architecture. And we'll bring you a little bit of enhanced knowledge about what structures you're looking at and the history behind them with Bill Otwell, located on 121 East Goodwin Street in Prescott, and that's the south street of what makes up the Courthouse Square.